It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for this week's Outdoor Show. If you enjoy hunting and fishing, I can guarantee you the next 15 minutes will be right up your alley. I know that many of you enjoy our Outdoor Show each week that airs at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays and then again at noon on Saturdays. I know this because of the number of emails that I get from you asking me questions or maybe wanting to get in contact with one of the guests that we have on the show. But, you know, this is the pledge week for KETR. And I want to ask you to go online to KETR.org and pledge to become a member of KETR. This type of programming is unique. I mean, I don't think that that every station has the insights to know that there's so many people that love the outdoors, that love hunting and fishing. And the folks that manage KETR saw that need almost 2 years ago, and we've been with you every week. So do think about it seriously and take a little bit of time and go to KETR.org and make your pledge so this show can stay on the air, as well as all the great news, the most awesome weather in Northeast Texas, bluegrass. I mean, we've got it all right here at KETR, so we appreciate your help. I guarantee you I do. You know, folks, we are right now in the very early stages of the trophy blue catfishing season. Every year, without exception, the biggest catfish are landed between the months of October and usually until the spring warming weather starts warming the water up, usually around March. But late October, November, December, January, and February are prime months for catching big blue catfish. And friend of mine, Gary Motes, that guides down on Tawakoni, has been keeping me supplied with his daily trips and some update fishing updates, and he sent me some pictures of some big blue cats. If you want to catch a big catfish, a big blue, there's a couple of ways to do it, but there's the best lake, in my opinion, is Tawakoni. It's hard to beat Lake Tawakoni. You know, for years, for actually 14 years, I did a weekly fishing column, a fishing tips column for the Dallas Morning News, and I kept really, really good track of all the lakes. But Tawakoni is hard to beat as a trophy blue catfish lake. I honestly don't think you can beat it. Lake Waco is also kind of a sleeper place to go and catch jumbo-sized blue cats weighing, you know, 20 to 60 pounds on a regular basis. One of the best baits this time of year for catfish, for the big blues, is cut shad. Now, a lot of people will also substitute fillets from rough fish, such as carp or buffalo fish. You know, they'll fillet the fillets off and then chunk them up. The main thing that I've learned on catfishing, though, is catfish, especially blues, prefer a fresh, bloody, oily bait. And that's what you'll get if you have, a piece of cut carp or buffalo. That's just what they eat, and they can hone in on it. And there's a couple of ways that people catch the big blues. One is drift fishing, and the other is anchoring on bottom structure that's holding bait fish and catfish. You know, circle hooks have become very, very popular, in the last 6 or 8 years. Used to, circle hooks were used strictly for fishing out in bottom fishing out in the Gulf, you know, out in the deep water for grouper and red snapper, fish like that. But a circle hook, you know, is designed so that it threads into the fish's mouth. It's built somewhat like a corkscrew. And if you've ever looked at a circle hook, you'll see that the barb is tilted down from the shank at just a bit of an angle. So what happens with the circle hook, the catfish picks the bait up and starts swimming away. And when he does, that line gets taut, and the hook actually threads into his lip. That's really, in my opinion, the best hook for catching big blues. Another good friend of mine, David Hansen, that's guided down at Tawakoni for years and years, has a saying. I remember years ago he was telling me how to set the hook on using a circle hook, and you really don't want to jerk back and set it very hard. Crank it, don't yank it, is the saying for fishing with a circle hook. And what he's talking about, if you're holding the rod, that's fine. But if you have, now I'm talking about targeting big blue cats, fish over 20 pounds, let's say. If you have rod holders, that makes it a whole lot easier. Believe it or not, a big old fish. He's pretty smart, and he didn't get big and old by being dumb. He can feel, if you're holding on that rod and giving it any movement at all, he can feel that, and a lot of times he'll drop the bait. But your big catfish pros, what they like to do is have the rods in rod holders. Now, when that catfish picks the bait up, starts to swim away, the line will get taut, and the rod will start to bow. But most everybody I've ever fished with that catches big blues with any consistency at all, they wait until that rod is really bent over, really loaded up. Then they ease it out of the rod holder and crank down. As soon as they grab it, they start cranking the reel handle really fast. That takes all the slack up, and then just keep pressure on the fish. Remember, if you're using that, now I'm talking about using a circle hook. That circle hook by then will have threaded into the fish's, in his lip, into his mouth, and he's already hooked, drag set just right. When he pulls off and starts taking the slack out of your line, basically all you're going to do is let him pull drag. And you need to, you don't catch those 30 to 50 to 60 pound blues on light tackle. You need a rod with some backbone, but yet with a tip that's sensitive enough where you can feel him when he's picking the bait up. So it takes some specialized equipment, and a good a reel with a very good drag system is a must, and high capacity on line, because sometimes those blues will, they'll take a lot of line off your reel. 25-pound test is good when you're fishing out in open water. 20-pound, a lot of people just stick with a good, strong 20-pound line with a high tensile strength. But regardless, if you're there, the two ways that we were talking about that I've learned to fish for them, drifting. Now, that's more or less it's a way that I recommend people that may not be as proficient as on pinpointing structure, and especially pinpointing catfish holding on structure. If you're drifting, you're going to cover a lot of water. Now, the best way to do that is to get upwind of a structure. Now, that may be a bottom hump that's, the top may top out, say, 12 feet below the surface and then fall off into some 25, 30 foot of water. But if there's a wind, you need enough wind to keep you moving, but you don't need too much wind to make you move too quickly to move your bait. But there's a Santee Cooper rig, and I'll try to describe that to you. It's an awesome drift rig. Think of a basic Carolina rig like you were worm fishing for bass, a basic Carolina rig, and think of it with about a four-foot leader. Now, the only difference in a Santee rig is the fact that the leader is usually a little bit longer than one you'd use for bass fishing, about 4 foot long, and then it has a pegged float, a small styrofoam float about the size of your little finger that's pegged about 6 inches up above the bait. So when that bait is drifting along bottom, you've got about a 1 ounce or 3/4 ounce egg sinker that's above your swivel, just like a basic Carolina rig. It's stirring up the bottom, and those catfish are picking up on that for sure. But behind it, back there about 4 feet and maybe a foot or so above bottom, comes your bait. See that little styrofoam float, which makes the Santee Cooper rig. That little styrofoam float is holding your bait up about a foot or so. Of course, the more leader you have, some people even use a 5-6 foot leader. The more leader you have, the higher up your bait will float. You can picture that. You'll have your weight bump in the bottom, and that's letting the catfish know that there's something down there. And then if it were on a 2 foot leader, obviously it wouldn't be that much higher up from bottom. Your bait wouldn't be. But if you have, say, a 4 or 5 foot leader back there, that styrofoam float allows your bait to get just a little bit higher. And the catfish is laying down there near bottom. When that bait comes by, he'll actually pick up on the scent. And not only the scent, but the disturbance there, that weight bumping along the bottom. So drift fishing, with or without a Santee Cooper rig, is very effective. You can use just a basic 2 foot leader on a Carolina rig, and you can drift fish effectively. But the Santee Cooper rig is a very good idea, and it just presents your bait in a manner where that catfish, if he happens to be right on bottom, it's up over him, just coming up over him, he can grab it as it passes by. Now, anchoring on structure or just above this structure is also a highly effective way. It's probably best used by people that can interpret their sonar well, that have learned how to mark catfish on their sonar or mark bait fish hanging around structure, bottom structure. but you can anchor. And a good method to think about, if you're in, you want three times as much line out as the depth of the water when you're anchoring. So if you're in 10 foot of water, you want 30 foot of anchor rope. But motor up, try to be really quiet, because believe it or not, even in water 20 foot deep, those catfish can be spooky. Motor up, anchor well above the structure you're going to fish. Make sure the line, your anchor rope comes about and your boat comes about into the wind, and it makes sure it's the line's taut, and make sure you're holding, and then cast up on the structure. And I like to stay away. Most of the pros that I have fished with like to stay away a long cast away from the area they're fishing, you know, maybe 50 yards, something like that, 30 yards. Make it a long cast. That way you're not disturbing those fish that are right under the, you know, if you were right on top of them, chances are real good you'd spook, you'd probably spook them before you caught them. Now, we were talking here. We've been talking about the use of the circle hook. Now, a conventional hook, a J hook, if you will, everything that we've talked about goes out the window. If you wait for that catfish to hook himself using a conventional hook, you're probably going to lose him. So what you want to do there, and that's really the kind of fishing I grew up doing. And if you're a worm fisherman, a bass fisherman that's used to fishing the Texas rig worm, I guarantee you, you'll catch more catfish in the beginning with a J hook than you will with a circle hook, because you'll get in a rhythm with that catfish picking that bait up and tapping on it. And there, you don't want to leave the rod in the rod holder. You want to have it in your hand and just be real still with it. When you feel him tapping, tap, tap, and then, you know, you'll feel him when he grabs it, especially a blue. Usually a big blue will just grab it and go with it. Rear back on that and set the hook. So you don't want to wait. A J hook, you have to set the hook. You can't wait for the fish to swim off as you would if you were fishing with a circle hook. And folks, I want to shift gears with you just a minute. We've got about three more minutes, but I received an email from a gentleman out in Weatherford. He sent me a JPEG picture, a trail camera picture, that is no less than awesome. I hope to get it in our Greenville Herald banner next week in our newspaper up in Northeast Texas that I write for several newspapers. About 34 of them runs my weekly newspaper column. But right here at home, the Greenville Herald banner is the local paper. This trail camera image, folks, is of a big mountain lion, and this lion's going to weigh, I'm going to estimate, 125 pounds. It appears to be a big male. It has to be as big as he is, under a game feeder. It looks like under a protein feeder. He has got a buck, and the best I can make out, it's at least a 10-point, maybe a 12-point buck, a mature buck, and he's got it by the throat. And this is the most awesome picture that I've ever seen. And it was taken just west of Weatherford, you know. Now, I've had a lot of discussions on mountain lions with a lot of people, a lot of people that trap them out west and run them with dogs. And, you know, there's way, way more mountain lions in Texas than most people will owe up to or know about. They are a very, very secretive creature. You know, as much time as I've spent outdoors, I have never seen a wild mountain lion. I've heard them. I know in particular up in Jack County one time, but I've had people hunting deer stands, my deer stand, and had cats come right by. But I've just never been fortunate enough to see one. And most old hunters that I've talked to, if they've seen more than two or three in their lifetime, they're fortunate. But there's a lot of cats. And I'm hoping to be able to get that picture in the Greenville Herald banner next week. But it's a picture that you won't forget. One of the editors I work with called it a wow picture. But you just picture this big old mountain lion right under a protein feeder with his the lion is on the far side of the buck, you know, so you can see the whole buck, and the way the antlers are turned, you can see both sides of his rack. It's an absolutely awesome picture. Folks, I've enjoyed visiting with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed our little weekly visit. I want to remind you that you can go online to catfishradio.com, and if you enjoy these little visits, I think you'll really like that. That's our regular radio show, and it's in four segments. You can click on there, and We have Larry Wysoon has been very nice to be with us. I bet about the past 4 months he's on every show with us. So you can pick up some tips from old Larry. And by the way, I'm going to be hunting with him this coming weekend, spending about 5 days with him filming one of his TV shows, A Hunter's Life. So I'll tell you more about that next time. Till this time next week, though, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.